Very quickly, this is adopted from Dr. Peter Hammett's book, Slavery, Terrorism, and Islam. You can find this on frontline.org, The Historical Roots and Contemporary Threat. This is how Islam works. It isn't just a religion. In its fullest form, in its complete, total, 100% system of life. Islamization begins when there are sufficient Muslims in a country to agitate for their religious rights. When politically correct, tolerant, and culturally diverse societies agree to Muslim demands for their religious rights, some of the other components tend to creep in as well. And this, he says, is happening now where 2% or less of the public are Muslim, such as the United States, Australia, Canada, Italy, and Norway. From 2 to 5%, then, he says, it ratchets up. They begin proselyting other ethnic minorities and disaffected groups, often major recruiting from among street gangs. And he says this is happening in Denmark, Germany, and the UK and Spain. From 5% on, they exercise an inordinate influence in proportion to the percentage of the population. They push for the introduction of halal food, which means clean by Islamic standards, thereby securing food preparation jobs for Muslims. This increases pressure on supermarket chains to feature halal on their shelves. France, the Philippines, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, even Trinidad and Tobago. So forth and so on, and it ratchets up until you get to 40%, where you start having chronic terror attacks, ongoing militia warfare, such as in Bosnia, Chad, and Lebanon. Then from 60% on, how it just gets worse and worse, Albania, Malaysia, Qatar, Sudan, so forth. And then 100%, and these would be nations like Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, where my sister lived for 7 years, Somalia, and Yemen, which ushers in supposedly the peace of Dar es Salaam, the Islamic House of Peace. Here there's supposed to be peace because everyone is a Muslim. The madrasas are the only schools. The Quran is the only word. And he quotes, I don't know if any of you have read any of Leon Uris' works, The Hajj. He says, speaking of a young character in the book, "Before I was 9, I had learned the basic canon of Arab life. It was me against my brother, me and my brother against our father, my family against my cousins in the clan against the tribe against the world, and all of us against the infidel." Today's 1.5 billion Muslims make up 22% of the world's population. This is outdated. It's now 27%. But their birth rates dwarf the birth rate of Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, and Jews, and all other believers. By the end of this century, Muslims will exceed 50% of the world's population. Look out, world, then. I wish I had time to read this prayer that the Voice of the Martyrs puts out. They have a booth here. Maybe they have this, of a young girl who wrote her testimony to Christ just before her own family put her to death.